The newest Raven, quarterback Matt Schaub, joins us right now. Matt, welcome to Baltimore. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
So how have the last 48 hours or so gone? I know you talked about today on the teleconference your first time in free agency, assessing a few offers, deciding on Baltimore and committing to it.
Yeah, you know, it's been a hectic 48 hours, traveling across the country back and forth, but, you know, just very excited, very thrilled to be a Baltimore Raven and be a part of a awesome organization such as them, and just really excited about the opportunity.
I have to say, Matt, on the surface, from a backup quarterback standpoint, this move doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and we can knock on wood for that. Joe Flacco really has not missed a game, regular season, postseason, in his entire long career right now, going back to 2008. So the opportunities might be few and far between unless you're just playing the odds. So financials aside, how do you assess this opportunity in Baltimore?
You know, it's just a good opportunity for me to be a part of this tremendous organization, you know, a few years removed from Super Bowl championship. To work alongside a guy like Joe, I know him well from playing against him and what he's all about and how he prepares. So I feel like it's a really good fit for me. We're going to have a great QB room. Yeah, I feel in this offense that we have here in Baltimore, it could be a resource for him and, you know, help him out a little bit in whatever capacity that is. But I feel like, you know, we're going to gel together. We're going to push each other. We're going to help each other get better as football players. And, it's just about whatever I can do to help this team bring another championship to Baltimore. And that's what I'm all about. And that's what this opportunity for me is really all about.
We talk about Joe Flacco a lot on this program, and everywhere you go around town, he's always a big subject. How do his fellow colleagues at quarterback in the NFL view Joe Flacco?
He's a winner. I mean, you look at what he's done and throughout his career, and he finds a way to win football games. He put the team in position in the fourth quarter to win a game, and most more often than not, they do. And, you know, that's what it all comes down to. And, you know, he's viewed as a hard-nosed quarterback, a competitor who really can throw it around the field and make plays with his arm and, just gets the job done. And that's what he's done throughout his career. And, you know, that's what it boils down to at this position and in this business.
You are an accomplished NFL quarterback, Matt. You've played in 139 games, 90 starts. You've won almost 50 games as a starter, 130 career touchdown passes. Is it hard at 33 to take on kind of a new role, something different here, where you are probably not the starter day one, barring something unforeseen?
You know, it's a new territory for me. It's something I haven't, embarked on since, you know, my days in Atlanta back in 2006. So it is uncharted territory, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's a chance to take a step back for a second and take a breather and just view things in a little different light, a little different perspective. And then, when the next opportunity presents itself, you know, grab that and not let it go. But, I'm just excited about this upcoming season and being a part of this organization and again, helping in any way I can to bring a championship home.
Ravens quarterback Matt Schaub with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Matt, just moments ago on Twitter, Ed Reed officially announced his retirement. He didn't play last year, but he wasn't sure about his future. Now it's in stone, I guess, that he will retire. You've played against Ed. What was that like?
You know, you're talking about, you know, one of the best free safeties to ever play the game. You know, guy that his instincts are just unrivaled, and his ability to make plays and make plays at crucial times in games and in seasons. And had the opportunity to play against him a number of times, but also be his teammate for a year. And you know, the guy's just an incredible player, an incredible leader and person, and can't say enough good things about him. I mean, what a career he's had, and just wish him the best down the road.
Was he pretty much the worst guy to see, number 20, hanging around back there in the secondary as a quarterback?
I would say so. I mean, he was the one guy that you, no matter what, had to know where he was. And also, not only pre-snap, but post-snap, just take a peek as you're pulling the football from center and just find out which way he's going, because he would – a lot of the times be in a totally different place when you get to the top of your drop or when you would, you know, finish a play action fake, and, you know, he'd be completely in a different spot on the field and more often than not, the spot where you're going to be throwing the football, and you really got to be aware where he was. So you definitely had to find number 20.
Amazing. Matt Schaub with us for another few moments here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Matt, how do you feel physically right now? You've had some ailments these last few years. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel tremendous. I feel great. You know, the best I felt, you know, at this point in the offseason in a long time.
Well, that's certainly good news. You go from being in Houston, an established guy there for a long time with Gary Kubiak. And then Gary comes here to Baltimore after being fired in Houston, and now he's in Denver. We got to see Gary firsthand last year. The Ravens offense struggled. A lot of offensive line issues in 2013, but they struggled. And then last year, they had a terrific season offensively. Were you surprised to see that dramatic of a leap with Gary Kubiak at the helm of the Ravens offense?
I definitely wasn't. I wasn't surprised at all. Just seeing the personnel that is there in Baltimore and watching it from a distance, you know, you could really see that the players and the skill that was there really meshed well with this type of offense and this system. And so I was not surprised one bit. I thought it was a tremendous fit with Gary there and what he brought to the table offensively and with Joe running the show. You know, it was definitely, you could see that it was going to be a good fit last season, absolutely.
Well, we'll end on this, Matt. One thing is you come to Baltimore. You are, you know, from the area. You bounced around the NFL to Atlanta, Houston, Oakland last year, but you are from Westchester, Pennsylvania, so not too far away. You went to school at UVA. This used to be ACC country around here, so you are familiar with the area. I'm sure that's a nice coup for you.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of sort of coming home, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Matt Schaub, a Baltimore Raven. Matt, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.